The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A Midwestern farmer at the White House. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. So what was it like to be in the room with President Trump as he announced the $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program Monday? One farmer received a special invitation to visit the White House and share the administration's announcement.
It was an honor to represent all the different types of farmers.
And that's Tyler Everett, a corn and soybean producer from Indiana. He says he received a personal invitation last week from U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins after hosting her on his farm during her visit to Indiana back in late October.
I remember when I looked at my phone very early morning on Wednesday and saw that text message from Brooke Rollins, and I woke my wife up. I said, "Brittany, I just got a text message from the Secretary of Agriculture asking me to be at the White House on Monday with the president." I didn't know what to do. I just about jumped out of bed, and I was very excited and humbled and honored.
Everett says the Trump administration's $12 billion farm aid package will provide a huge boost to America's farmers.
I know there are a lot of different farmers struggling much worse than others, and I know that this will mean a lot to every one of them farmers, and I hope it's used responsibly and appropriately for next year's inputs and farming expenses and living expenses.
And after having met with President Trump on Monday, what message does Everett have for other farmers around the country?
President Trump wants what's best for us. He doesn't like assistance packages more than anyone else. We want free and open access to market and trade, and he agrees 100% with that. But he was more than happy to help with this assistance program, and he has our back 110%.
Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auctions, straight, simple, sold.
I'm Ben LaCrosse from Leelanau County and president of Michigan Farm Bureau, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Strong northwest winds coming across the Great Lakes today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. Those strong northwest winds can trigger some lake effect cloud cover and even a few lake effect snow showers in northern Michigan, especially here late this afternoon. But I don't think we see a big impact from any kind of major front. It's just going to be whatever can be picked up off of Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, so on and so forth. There's another clipper system coming out of the northern plains, but it's shooting way south as we move through this evening and overnight into tomorrow. I think it's going to be mostly affecting central Illinois and southern Indiana. So nothing going on here. We are still partly sunny as we get started on Friday. Bigger clouds roll in with another low trying to move through the Lake Superior area Friday late afternoon, evening. What that's going to do is trigger some light snow and flurry action. Once again, seeing some lake interaction going into early Saturday morning. Another clipper coming through areas to our south on Saturday into early Sunday. I think we're just stuck here with light snow and flurry action through the weekend in a brutally cold Arctic air mass. That's probably going to be the limiting factor of most precipitation. The fact our air mass is so cold, it just doesn't hold a lot of moisture here. So yes, some lake effect can pop up in western Michigan and in parts of the UP, but I don't think we see full state coverage on precipitation either Saturday or Sunday. Just a lot of grayness, a lot of clouds. And even those clouds can break up Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, as high pressure, Arctic high pressure, takes full control. Into next week, here's where Mother Nature gets a little bit bipolar. We're still chilly on Monday, but warm up dramatically Tuesday. And then we yo-yo back and forth on temperatures through the rest of the week. In that yo-yo, we see a little bit of a chance for rain and snow on Thursday the 18th. We follow that up with another chance of rain or snow as we move through the Friday night, early Saturday time frame. And then for the week of Christmas, we are going to be seeing mostly dry weather, at least until we get to the 24th. Could see a little bit of light snow in the UP that day. Chances of white snow up north, good. The rest of the state, could be interesting, depending on how wild and crazy Mother Nature gets with the warm air next week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Hail plants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Andy Eubank is here, and so is Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago as they take a look back at Wednesday's grain markets.
The grain's lower on Wednesday, Tom, and you can probably point at wheat and that USDA increase in world production on Tuesday for that. But let's start with beans, which crawled a little bit higher, and we did see some flash sales. So was that a part of the turnaround?
Oh, I think so, Andy, but probably more than anything was the technical scenario that both the soybean and soybean meal markets were starting to show a fairly decent degree of oversold. So I think, you know, the market was, you know, worthy of a bounce, but that's all today looks like is a bounce. Yeah, we had new lows. And so, you know, beans are going to give you a reversal off the new lows. But, you know, the news today, yeah, we had 467,000 tons of beans announced, sold 136 directly to China, and then 331 to unknown. Guess who that is? But, yeah, I think really all this is just a bit of a bounce. Soybean oil's not doing anything. Problem with bean oil is, you know, the state of energy prices, in this case, especially diesel. Yeah, it's starting to bounce here a little bit. But overall, bean oil's not going anywhere until the EPA gets off the dime and tells us what they're doing in terms of reallocation of all these exempted waivers that they granted.
Once again, Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, March corn down 3.75 to 4.44 1/4. May corn also 3.75 lower, 4.51 3/4. January soybeans, though, gaining 4 cents Wednesday at 10.91 1/4. March beans 2.75 higher, 10.98 1/4. But March wheat dropping a nickel to 5.29 1/2. February live cattle climbing $1.57 to 2.28.52. And February lean hogs 55 cents higher, 82.45. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.